In August 2002, the pro-Darwin American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, filed a lawsuit calling the stickers an unconstitutional establishment of religion. In January 2005, U.S. District Judge Clarence Cooper sided with the ACLU and ruled that the distinction of evolution as a theory rather than a fact is the distinction that religiously motivated individuals have specifically asked school boards to make in the most recent anti-evolution movement. Therefore, the sticker must be removed from all of the textbooks into which it has been placed. But it was Darwinists, not religiously motivated creationists, who made the distinction between evolution as fact and theory. As we saw in Chapter 1, Darwinist Edward O. Wilson claimed that only creationists used the word Darwinism. And as we saw in Chapter 5, Darwinist Gary Heard claimed that only creationists distinguish between microevolution and macroevolution. There's a pattern here, and we should have a word for it. Following the example of George Orwell's Newspeak, how about Darwinspeak? When Darwinists object to having their own terminology used against them, Darwinspeak dismisses the terminology as a creationist invention. Many Darwinists, however, continue to distinguish between evolution as fact and theory. In his 2005 college textbook Evolution, Futuyima wrote, "Evolution is a scientific fact, that is, the descent of all species, with modification, from common ancestors, is a hypothesis that in the last 150 years or so has been supported by so much evidence and has so successfully resisted all challenges that it has become a fact. Evolution is also a theory, the body of statements about mutation, selection, and so forth, that together account for the various changes that organisms have undergone." For Futuyima, theory is a term of honor reserved for principles that are well supported and provide a broad framework of explanation. But Darwinism is not well supported by the evidence, whether it is called a fact or a theory. Underwhelming evidence. When Alabama decided in 1996 to inform students that evolution is theory, not fact, Oxford zoologist Richard Dawkins called the decision a study in ignorance and dishonesty. He said, "A fact is a theory that is supported by all the evidence, and the sheer weight of evidence, totally and utterly, sledgehammeringly, overwhelmingly strongly, supports the conclusion that evolution is true." By evolution, Dawkins meant not only that a tiny bacterium who lived in the sea was the ancestor of us all, but also that macroevolution is nothing more than microevolution stretched out over a much greater time span. In other words, Dawkins was talking about Darwinism. So where is this sledgehammeringly, overwhelmingly strong evidence? As we saw in Chapter 2, the most striking phenomenon in the fossil record, the Cambrian explosion, does not fit Darwin's branching tree of life.